right, I'm Judy, I'm an addict.
Hey, Judy.
Hello, family. I'm grateful to be here, and I'd like to thank the committee for asking me to come and speak. My first interaction with public relations was when I left the treatment facility, or right before I left the treatment facility, where I was handed a meeting list. Not sure about your areas, but the areas around me, meeting lists are usually handled by the PR committees. How many of you have separate meeting list committees? Okay. All right. Well, that meeting list was horribly inaccurate. There were meetings on that meeting list that were no longer meeting. And that was my first interaction with public relations and truly the Beehive area of Narcotics Anonymous. So I realized the importance of vigilance. You know, I know PR, I'm guessing PR in other areas is also a relatively lonely committee, because this room's not full. But I'm grateful. You know, when I left that facility, I first got involved with H&I because that was a little bit bigger and flashier and, you know, sparkly. So I had first gotten involved with H&I, and it took some time for me to get involved with public relations. I've been involved with the public relations in my area for about 15 years. I've been the PR chair as well as the regional PR chair for the Mid-Atlantic region of Narcotics Anonymous. The first thing we talk about with PR is not doing PR work alone. And that message can never be clarified or enforced enough. We see people go out and take, what we do in our area is we provide literature to different locations. So we have literature racks in our probation office, in the local methadone clinic, in police stations, and all of those places we try to get the Narcotics Anonymous message. Now, these particular places, of course, do not have H&I commitments. We also do poster drives. And again, I don't hang up posters by myself. I'll usually take a sponsee with me, or we'll have a poster drive committee that gets together. We usually offer free food. Sometimes that entices addicts. And we'll go out and just do huge poster drives. And that, a lot of times, does cause a reaction of more phone calls to our phone line, which, again, in our area, is also handled by the Public Relations Committee, which is most important for that phone line, is to be able to access meeting information, accurate meeting information. You know, when we were talking about changes to the service structure, which I haven't heard too much about recently, we were talking about statewide meeting lists. How many of your areas right now have accurate meeting lists? Don't raise your hand, somewhat. How many of your regions have accurate meeting lists? That's pretty good. What I've found is I've seen meeting lists from last year. And I know in my area we have consistent changes. And I have to remember that a newcomer, that may be their first interaction with Narcotics Anonymous and carrying the public relations message, the accuracy of the information, the consistency of the information that we're providing. If a newcomer shows up at a meeting and there's no meeting, what message are we sending first and foremost? And second, that addict may choose to go out and use and die. So it's very important to first and foremost have our meeting list updated. If we're putting information on our posters, if we have posters that have been sitting in the same spot for 10 years and our phone number's changed 4 times, probably need to go take a look at that. You know, that follow-up. It's not just putting that poster out there. It's going back and making sure that poster's still there and that somebody didn't write, you know, call me for dope on the poster because I've seen that, you know, or whatever. So follow-up is important. Our area also does mailings. So we'll go out to physicians that prescribe replacement therapy medicines, which are available online if anyone's interested. And we send them letters. We send them copies of our meeting list. And we also send literature order forms, just in case they want to spend any of their hard-earned dollars to provide literature to the addicts who they're interacting with. So we found that to be beneficial. You know, we're very mindful about our relationships with facilities and that endorsement piece. You know, when people talk about specific social media outlets, I need to be mindful because it is an endorsement if I mention this one or that one or another one. You know, that's why we use the term social media as a generalization. So that's very important for me, because that may say that, hey, Narcotics Anonymous, we think this one's great, and you should definitely post my pictures and tag me on that one. And I've heard it of numerous times in this event, and we just read it again, about social media and our guiding principles. How many of you have read that IP? Excellent. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Every time an addict posts my picture to social media, they are violating my anonymity because I do not give permission for them to do so. Every time. I only have addicts as friends on social media, so it actually isn't an issue. But you never know. Like, once something's out there, it's out there forever. You know, so it's really important to me, one, to ask if I'm okay with it. You know, and I wish this was shared more in the main speaker meeting, where there's 20,000 addicts or 15 or however many, instead of, you know, you guys are great for all being here, seriously, but the 12 people that are in the room. And thank you all for the hard work that you do, because PR is a behind-the-scenes committee. You know, there's not a lot of us that do it. And I think that makes it more rewarding. Sometimes, you know, on a spiritual level, no, we may not be getting, you know, applause, and we may not be getting the rah-rahs, but the fact is, knowing that we're helping an addict who might not otherwise find Narcotics Anonymous find a meeting, you know, getting out to schools, letting kids know that they have a choice, because by the time even elementary school, some of those kids are using. And it's important to carry a clear Narcotics Anonymous message. It's important to train our people. You know, I could go in and get asked questions that I think I have a good answer for, that is my answer or my perception, that is not a public relations message. So I need to be extremely mindful when I speak on behalf of Narcotics Anonymous, especially in a school, you know, to medical professionals. Years ago, we were drafting up our policy for the Beehive area. We didn't have one. And so I started to utilize my resources and look at other areas' policies. And I found a policy. It was for a California region. And this is my funniest, which is sad, but this is my funniest PR story. And this particular policy stated that one of the requirements to do a PR presentation or man a PR booth was to wear undergarments. Listen, I don't know about anybody else, but every time a policy is created, there is always some event that made that happen. There was a reason. And that is that is the importance of public relations. That is, we are representing Narcotics Anonymous. You know, regardless of if we're standing outside at this convention, the more people who are out there than in here right now, outside, they're cursing, they're selling stuff, whatever, or they're all being extremely spiritual beings. It's still a representation to the security guard. It's a representation when the police come. It's a representation to the people in this facility of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and I've always tried to share that when we do PR workshops or any service workshops in our area or on a regional level, the importance of how we carry ourselves in public. If I have a Narcotics Anonymous bumper sticker on my car and I'm flipping people off, I need to be mindful about that, because I'm carrying a message of Narcotics Anonymous. And I need to be mindful. Needless to say, I don't have any symbols on my car. There's a reason for that. It would, one, hold me accountable. But two, I choose not to. You know, anonymity is extremely important in Narcotics Anonymous. And my personal anonymity, you may know my last name, and I'm okay with that. But that's my choice. I am just a member of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, with us, in PR, there are no big I's and little U's. It doesn't exist. It is a we program. And that's why it's really important for press, radio, films, and the interwebs that this person doesn't represent Narcotics Anonymous. You may love this person. You may hate this person. So again, that's going to be a perception of Narcotics. I'm not going there because this person goes there. You know, Bob. I don't know who Bob is. But Bob goes to Narcotics Anonymous, so I am not going there. You know, that's why it's so important, one, for us to be mindful with our diversity when we go to places. It's mindful to be mindful with our diversity when we represent Narcotics Anonymous, and that we never do it alone. So I am not a single face, you know, and then in prison 2 weeks later. I am so grateful for this fellowship. I am so grateful for the literature that we have. We do have some excellent resources. I utilize our resources when we, our committee utilizes those resources when we write letters, when we do any type of public information whatsoever. We have the facilitation guidelines, which I saw up earlier for this committee. We utilize those resources, and they really tell us what to do. Yes, we will always come into situations where we're not sure. Always. You know, I have found myself, it's a good one. We had a situation where there were quite a few meetings meeting in a facility in an area close to us, and I was the regional PR chair at the time. The landlord of the meeting was not familiar with our traditions. They chose to do a meeting with a reporter and talk about what they believed the Narcotics Anonymous message was. And in that meeting, they said that we think bath salts are okay. Marijuana is not a drug. There were some issues, and some addicts came to me, and we were concerned about continuing to meet in that facility. Now, of course, groups are autonomous, and if the group wants to continue to meet in that facility, it's challenging to dictate to a lot of groups. And if we do, worst case scenario, we take them off the meeting list. That's like the ultimate. So the region was also having subcommittee meetings there, and they stopped, you know, through motion passing. We're no longer having meetings there. We did send someone out to speak with this individual, and he didn't know. And people aren't required, if they're not members, they really don't have to uphold our traditions. It's our responsibility to uphold our traditions. So we went out and we spoke to this individual, and I had called World Service, and I had gotten one of their PR specialists on the phone. And what that individual said to me was, any press is good press. I need to be mindful. You know, just because somebody says it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. You know, and yes, press is good. Letting people know Narcotics Anonymous exists is good, and our message, you know, that there is freedom from active addiction, that we can lose the desire to use. However, an invalid or incorrect message in Narcotics Anonymous is not good press. That saddened me greatly. And I can only do what I can do. So I talked to the regional committee, I talked to the RCMs, and we looked at some options. You know, and this is where policy is important. This is where precedent can be set. Because if I didn't, in my heart, know better, I could have gone with that. If I didn't talk to a sponsor or talk to some other addicts, I could have gone with that. So I need to be real cautious of the message that I share with others. You know, it's very important for me to be cautious of the message that I share. And what I tell people, you know, if I don't know, I need to look it up. It's just that simple. Our literature states some very clear things, and I usually get calls about traditions. I'll find that our committee will get some questions about traditions, and I'll end up with a phone call about traditions. One of the questions that I've received is it a home group throwing an event with seven tradition money a violation of seven tradition? And a whole lot of people will jump right on that and say yes. Yes, it is. Fact is, as long as they're upholding the fifth tradition, it is not a violation of the seventh tradition. But my first reaction was the same as everybody. Yeah, they can't do that. I had also suggested that they let people know when they pass their seventh tradition basket what they're using the money for. But my first reaction was, yeah, they can't. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to come back and do some research. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about this fellowship, is those resources are available to us. You know, and I know a lot of stuff's up for interpretation. But to me, a lot of it's pretty black and white. You know, and the literature is very clear to me. I can take things and manipulate them, but as PR committee, you know, it's important that we, again, go back to the literature, kind of use exactly what it says. You know, again, I'm so grateful for PR. I'm grateful that I see posters, that I've seen buses, that I see billboards. We don't really have those resources in our little area, but, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see people carrying those messages. And it's most important to let people know that we're here. In our area, we kind of have not the best reputation of Narcotics Anonymous. Other fellowships are larger, and they have a better reputation. And unfortunately, a lot of the facilities that we have, they're predominantly owned and run by people from other places. So they're suggesting people go to them instead of come to Narcotics Anonymous. And it's important for us to work to change that reputation. And how exactly can I do that? How do we as PR do that? One, presentations like this. Two, if I see something, I say something. And people may not like that. If there are people selling stuff out of their trunk outside the car of my meeting, I say something. That's what I do. Because again, if the cops come, then it's in the paper that, you know, they're selling illicit materials, black market materials outside the Narcotics Anonymous meeting. So what message is that sending? You know, so you do that a few times and people usually will kind of avoid you. Go do it around the corner. I don't care. But this is my house. You know what I mean? I believe that I've earned my seat in Narcotics Anonymous. I love the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous because it has saved my life. And I believe that it is our responsibility to be mindful and not really be aggressive when I do that. I need to be mindful and try and be kind and even explain to people why I feel that way. You know, just that. Go around the cool. Go over there. I don't care what you do over there. That's public. This is my house. You know, so our house. So I don't know. You know, I've learned again in this process the importance of training in public relations. We just got a brand new chair, and he's brand new. And we're working very hard. You know, unfortunately, we did not have any predecessor in that position to be able to train them. And, you know, the area makes the decisions that it makes. So we need to work with people. You know, I need to be available to the best of my ability to assist this individual. And that's all I can really do. You know, provide guidance. Here's the policy. I suggest you read that. Here's the PR handbook. I suggest you read that. But that's all I could really do. You know, come here, go to other regions, go to other areas, PR workshops, show up and learn. You know, I've learned that, like, I need to always remain teachable, especially in PR, because I definitely don't know everything. You know, I'm so grateful for this fellowship for teaching me that, because there was a time where I thought I knew everything. You know. Well, there are two speakers today, so I don't want to take up too much time, but I just wanted to share my experience. I'm not sure what our other speaker's plan is, but thank you so much for letting me share. I'm Judy. I'm an addict. Thank you.